Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Anchoring Your Dreams with Chanel A. Watson, the podcast experience. This is episode 3 and the second installment of Writing the Vision and Walking in Your Purpose. For this installment, we will be discussing writing the vision. So let's welcome back Princess R. Williams so we can get started with how to begin writing our vision.
Hey, everyone, and thanks for joining us again this week. So, you might be wondering, what is the point of writing the vision? And that's a good question. It's one that I had a couple of years ago as well. The point of writing the vision is to give a tangible blueprint for your journey. It's one that you will follow to lead you to your life's purpose. Essentially, it takes all your scattered ideas and goals and makes them clean and concise.
That's awesome, and it's good that you gave a nice simplistic way of writing the vision, because a lot of people seem to think that having a vision is something that's really intricate. So definitely awesome when making it something very simple to understand.
Of course.
And I guess a good way to keep track of your vision, in my opinion, is by creating a vision board. So now the purpose of a vision board is similar to what Princess said. It's just a way to have something that's tangible, but it's something where you are pretty much getting all your ideas on one board, all your goals, all the things that you want to accomplish on that one board, so that you're able to see it on a daily basis. It's a way to force you to actually not only write down your vision, but hold yourself accountable to achieving those goals that you have that are on that vision board. So as the name suggests, it's a visual of what you want with the expectation of the more you see it, the more apt you are to following through with that vision. So some things to keep in mind when we're creating our vision board is to make sure we have our focal word easily visible so that when we're looking at the board, it pops out at us. And you also want to be as specific as you can with the goals that you're putting on the vision board. And the best thing to me about the vision board is that you can always add to it as your goals change. So now that we've discussed the purpose of the vision board, as well as things to keep in mind, let's focus on actually creating the vision board and how it's done.
Creating the vision board is probably the most exciting part of the journey to me, because it makes you feel like a kid in art class again.
That is true. That's very true, actually.
Now, for my vision board, I usually choose to go the physical route, but there's really two options you can use for vision boards. You can do the physical option, which is using a poster board, or some people like to do the digital version that they just keep logged on to their laptop or desktop.
I do both. I have a vision board that is a physical one, and I also have one that is on my laptop.
So for the physical one, that's the one that's a little bit more arts and craftsy. That's the one I'm drawn to. That usually includes purchasing a poster board. You probably want to have some glue sticks to glue these things together.
Definitely.
And then you're just really cutting affirmations, pictures, words that relate to your goals from magazines or printouts from your computer, mm-hmm. and placing them on the board strategically based on how you want to address your goals.
Definitely. What I can do too for you guys is I can post a picture of Princess and I's vision board so that you can actually see a physical example of what it can look like.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I wouldn't mind sharing mine with all you guys.
Awesome. So let's make sure, I'm going to make sure that gets posted. We'll make sure that you see it.
So once you complete your vision board, and I'm sure you have a lot of fun doing it, trust me.
Absolutely.
The next big thing is just to make sure you find a way to make your vision board effective. For me, it's important that I place it in a place where I'll see it every day. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it adjacent from my bed so that when I wake up every morning I see it, and before I go to bed I'm about to see it. Now I know some people like to keep it in their kitchen, some people like to have it on their back door so that they see it when they're leaving for the day. It's really up to you. The important thing is really that you're making sure you review and review at least once a day. That way you're making sure that you're doing something every day that furthers you closer to your goals.
I love that concept, Princess.
Thank you.
Of course. Something that I like to do in addition to my actual vision board is I like to take post-its and place inspirational quotes, thoughts, affirmations, and specific goals underneath the vision board. So that's also something that I'm looking at daily that's going to keep pushing me towards my goal. Another way to make the vision board effective is to write down the story or concept behind your vision. Because that way, if you run into any roadblocks, you have that underlying why as to, you know, what made you get started with your vision board in the first place.
Good call, Chanel.
Thank you.
That is certainly a great tool that will keep you from being discouraged. I definitely think that would work for me. But to further that, I think writing a story for your board makes it easier to share your vision with others, don't you think?
That's true. That really makes a lot of sense.
And it brings me to the next point, which is finding an accountability partner to help you through this journey.
Yes, that's very key.
It's very important that you have someone that you can rely on to keep you consistent, mm-hmm. to keep you motivated, yes. and just excited every day about reaching your goals.
Definitely, definitely, Princess. That's awesome. And I think with that as well, we should have expectations of what we need from an accountability partner in mind. Like, some of the things that I would want from an accountability partner are someone that knows my habits, someone that knows where I'm strong and where I'm weak, someone that is able to support me, and really someone that doesn't have to see my vision, but still wants to stand behind my vision, if that makes sense.
I like that.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So for me, with an accountability partner, I'm pretty simple. I really only like consistency and, to be honest, a little bit of guilt with my accountability.
That's crazy, actually. But okay, explain, please.
If someone's constantly asking me on a daily basis, did I accomplish something on my goals, and I haven't done it, it forces me to do it, even if I don't want to.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Simple as that. Okay. I mean, I see that. It's funny because a lot of people don't like that guilt factor. So the fact that you said it, that it made me kind of get a look at a different perspective as to that is effective for other people. So, okay.
I mean, don't get it wrong. I don't like it either, but it works for me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So that's true. I think that also when choosing our accountability partner, it goes back to what I said in episode number one, where we can't tell our vision or our goals to just anyone. And I think when you have the guilt factor that works for you, I think having a key person to rely on and trust so that they're uplifting you with the guilt and not, you know, making you feel all crazy with the guilt is something that works as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So let's do a quick recap of what we discussed so that you guys can get started on writing your vision. So the first thing we discussed is the purpose of writing the vision. Then next, we went into a good way to keep track of our vision. And essentially, that was when we discussed creating the vision board, as well as things to keep in mind when creating the vision board. So then three was creating the actual vision board itself. And four is how to make your vision board effective. Five would be to share your vision and focus on your accountability partner. And lastly, a reminder to guard your vision.
This concludes episode 3 and the second installment of Writing the Vision and Walking in Your Purpose. Stay tuned for episode 4, where we'll be discussing changing your mindset.
And as always, if you have any questions or comments about what we discussed today in this episode, you can email us at cwatson@chanelawatson.com or prwilliams@chanelawatson.com. And make sure you keep an eye out for the vision boards that we're going to post so that you can have a visual to what we talked about today. And as always, stay encouraged.